Hello, this is The Green Report, Rappler's show on the environment and the stories of people whose decisions impact the world around us. I'm G. Geronimo.
And I'm Iya Gozum.
Today is a very special episode because this is actually our little show's first anniversary.
Yes, palain mo yun. 1 year na.
Yeah. And what better way to celebrate this milestone than to do what Filipinos usually do during celebrations, which is to eat. Yeah, so tonight we are going to eat who better to invite into our show than our resident foodies, our reporters from the life and style and entertainment sections, Steph Arnaldo and Amanda Lago.
Yay!
Wow! So kami din, wait.
We had to
and, and today, actually, ang gagawin natin is we're going to dip our toes into plant-based eating.
Diet.
Okay. So, Steph, Amanda, welcome to our show. Kumusta kayo?
Okay.
Gutom glad to be here.
Gutom na. Yes. Ready na.
You're ready.
Are you honored?
Yes, we're honored. Yeah.
Actually, first time din natin itong gagawin. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited and also very gutom. Mm-hmm. And so, let's start. I guess you can take us through what we have first here with us.
So, it may not look like this is plant-based, but everything here is plant-based and made local. So, when we mean plant-based, that means no animals were used or harmed for the food. And so, no beef, chicken, pork, fish, and also no dairy, eggs, butter, so any animal byproducts.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
So,
hindi, mukha silang normal.
Yeah,
like you wouldn't think na plant-based.
Right, because if you say plant-based, people think plants, like salad, boring, but then, ta-da, it's not boring. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Okay, so dips. Let's try something muna before we get into our discussion.
What do you guys feel you wanna try first?
Yung mga pika-pika.
Okay.
We ease into it.
We can try first. A snack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is from Shirley's Just Vegan. So they're a Makati-based vegan shop and they specialize in ulams and snacks and also desserts, which we'll try later.
What's that?
So this is vegan cracklings. So the flavor is spicy vinegar.
It's parang chicharon.
Yeah, like Marley's chicharon.
Right.
Chicharon. So it's made out of green beans, cassava, soybeans, salt, garlic, and vegetable oil.
Okay.
Let's try.
Okay,
you first. Sige. First bite. Ayan, binubuksan talaga natin before we start. Sige, get
Garing
one and pass.
Tunog nung Sabay-sabay ba?
Sige. Sige, kayo muna para
react.
Again. First bite?
Sabay-sabay ba?
Sabay-sabay.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Wow, cheers!
First anniversary! Let's taste.
Ooh, crunchy! Mm-hmm. Ay, ang sarap niya.
Lasang chachar.
Wow!
I love ma-ashy snacks. So, this
fits the spot. I was gonna say, hindi mo na kailangan ng...
Hindi mo kailangan
ng... Suka? Ano na siya?
Parang pag...
kasi spicy vinegar yung ano.
Tsaka lasa siyang chicharon.
Yeah.
So, if mahili ka sa chicharon, tapos hindi pwede sa
cholesterol.
This is...
Parang pwede na siyang pwede siyang ulutan.
Or if you just feel snacky but don't want to feel like heavy or something oily.
So, yung nga siya gawa?
Green beans, cassava?
Cassava, soybeans.
Soybeans, yeah.
Parang so, you wouldn't,
Those are common... plant-based sources of protein. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be having a lot of soy tonight.
Yeah.
And ayoko, i-close ko na. Yes. Kasi ang tendency ko with snacks like this is, you keep eating. Right. Okay.
Madami pa tayong kakainin. So,
So this is the first one. Siguro, we can go to the next.
Okay. How about, from the same brand? Do you want from the same brand?
Sure.
So they have also inihaw na yempo and chicharon also. So
which one?
This has been out for a while, so I think this is crispier.
Sige, unahin na natin. We can try.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's also from Shirley's. And then we can try the yempo. Okay! Oh, parang crunchy pa din.
Irish. Crunchy pa siya. Parang ilang oras na siyang nakaano dito. Mm.
Malasa siya. Sobrang malasa siya. Mm-hmm.
Ganyan din siguro.
Mm. Textured vegetable protein. Mm. Flour, cassava starch.
Ang galing.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So, kayong dalawa, pares kayong into plant-based diet talaga, personally.
Mm. Or you've tried?
Not strictly, but like, because me, parang nung lockdown, yun yung sobrang plant-based talaga. Like, I didn't have dairy or any meat. Mm-hmm. But now, parang kumahain ako ng meat. Pero kasi, I don't like cooking meat. Kasi nandidiri ako. Arte. Like, I don't like handling raw meat. So, I end up trying plant or eating mostly plant-based and when I cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
For you, Steph.
Oh, actually, my story with plant-based is quite long. I don't know if you're willing to listen.
Madami naman tayo.
Yung may halang diet. So, kain lang kayo. With plant-based, it actually started due to a health condition. So, 2018 or 19. So, I have a chronic kidney condition. So, I've had it since I was a kid. But I didn't change my diet whatsoever. But I had a job that was quite stressful. So, of course, I kind of, my diet was like processed food, fast food. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about it so much until I had an annual physical exam and like my labs showed that nag-flare up yung condition ko. So, there was a lot of protein in my urinalysis, which is a sign na my kidneys aren't doing so well. Okay. So, syempre, I got scared. I went to a nephrologist, which is the doctor for kidneys, and he said, oh, let me put that there first. he said, it's bad. We need to put you on steroids to help fix that. And I took steroids as a kid, and the side effects are not very nice on the body. It makes it really wrecks your system because it's very powerful. So at that moment, I was like, I don't want to go the medical route again. So what is another option? So I researched, and I did see that plant-based was a good diet to even. I read this book, How Not to Die. And it swears on...
Parang very...
Casually mo na sinabi yun.
Kasi in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. Kasi parang may kidneys. It sounded so bad. So I was like, how do I not die? So then it said, plant-based lifestyles can actually reverse diseases. But syempre, I'm like, sige, too good to be true. But I was really determined to make a lifestyle change.
Right.
So after that, visit to the doctor, I practically cut meat out, cold turkey. Fish, I still did for a bit, but then slowly adopted into gulay na talaga. Then I tried total veganism for a while, which is vegan butter, vegan cheese. So that's how I got exposed to all these cool local brands that provide vegan alternatives.
Right.
So fast forward 3 years later, 1 year, I was disheartened because my lab still showed na it's still high. But another doctor I saw said, just push
wait,
on.
Continue. Just wait.
Bumaba. It's always better na bumaba rather than tumaas yung levels. So I did again. And these food items that we have right now are some of the foods that I've, that have helped me like not feel like plant-based was
boring.
Super so hard to do, or boring, bland, diba? I didn't feel deprived.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so fast forward a few years later, and I can say that my labs are, like nothing happened.
Wow.
Like, I didn't have to take extra meds, maintenance ko lang. And like,
nice.
Parang, yeah, amazing, like, how food can really heal. And that lifestyle and diet are really powerful. So I really advocate for plant-based or just eating less meat if you're a heavy meat eater. Other than my kidneys, it makes you feel lighter, less sluggish. Like, you can attest to that too, right?
Yeah. And parang, I don't know if placebo lang, pero like, for me, I slept better.
No, yeah, it has positive effects.
For background, kami naman ni Iya, hindi pa kami masyadong nagtatry ng plant-based eating. And why we're discussing this is precisely because, of course, advocates really say na plant-based eating really helps the environment, which is, yun yung isa sa mga gusto namin ding itry as the host of this show. And also as...
Although yun lang, parang laging inaano kasi na mahirap mag-transition.
Or mahal.
Mahal. Mm-mm.
So maybe those are things that we can debunk later on, di ba?
Pero
yung pag-transition from eating meat, I guess this is for Steph mostly, from that transition to plant-based, meron bang, gano'n ba kahirap? Nagkaroon ba ng struggle when you're doing it?
Yes, because I love food and my job is about writing food. So syempre, like, I can't be like, no, I can't try that. But, I still got to do my job and feature a lot of restaurants like these because there's so many options.
Or parang nag-open pa yung...
Nag-open yung world. Yes. Ko. And to be fair, it happened in the pandemic, my change in diet, which helped because walang peer pressure of when you eat out and your friends are all having steak and you're like, can I have a,
tofu? Or salad.
I can't say na it's easy talaga. And you will feel... Kaya for me, like, eventually, like, at home, mostly plant-based. Pero when I go out, I'll allow myself a cheat.
Yeah.
But you don't feel so guilty about it na kasi you know na you're taking care of your body the rest of the week.
Actually, I was gonna ask about peer pressure kasi I can imagine. For example, going out with friends or with family.
Yeah.
Tapos, yung hindi naman kasi lahat talaga, like, very aware na may mga tao na may strict diet na fina-follow. So parang magyaya lang anywhere, not thinking about, other people's preferences.
Yeah. But you know, like surprisingly, you eat out, ang daming options na hindi mo ma-realize na, okay, wala pala tong meat. Like, it's all veg. But yeah, it's hard because, lalo na pag natapat ka sa samgyeopsal.
The smell.
Yeah, it's like, man, but I don't know. It's easier nga when you make your own food, tas you eat mostly at home.
Yeah. And if you have understanding friends and family, like you tell them.
Right. Although yung before, when I was plant-based, I can't say like I was ever vegan.
Eating less meat?
When I was eating mostly plant-based, yung friends ko naman, understand. And they would try, like, kunyari, gagawa ko ng salad or like something tofu, whatever. Game naman sila to try. So, it's a way to introduce it then to them.
And, like, it's also, you can bring them to a good restaurant. Like, okay, shout out to Cosmic.
Wow! Ang bilis doon! Ang galing!
May plug na agad.
Oh my God. They started in Poblacion.
Sobrang the best.
Really good Filipino comfort food. And it's nice because it's like a gateway for your other friends to try out plant-based eating. Sometimes, eventually, it's even my carnivore friends were like, tara, let's eat in blank or can you order blank again? Kasi they realize na lang, sarap pala.
Grabe yung carnivore friends.
carnivore
friends, parang very visceral. Carnivore.
Pero do you have like friends na who considered going into plant-based because of that kind of setup?
Yung parents ko, they didn't like ever go plant-based, but like Cosmic talaga. Yun talaga yung gateway. As in,
that's the introduction.
It's gotta be good.
Even now, like, they'll order it, parang hinahanap nila. Cosmic lang, hindi other plant-based.
Right.
But I should introduce them to everything.
But we will open like, our
yung mga ibang pa-companies.
Worlds.
So anong gusto nyo i-try next?
We can try the Liempo, which is same. Close. We can try the Liempo and the shawarma rice in one. So do we have plates?
Yes. Okay.
I can... Channel, the magic.
Thank you. Ang bilis. Andito na siya bigla. Sige. Let's just get. Yeah. Go.
I'll get shawarms.
Make sure you get.
It looks like chicken.
Yes.
Ang generous din ng amount. Like,
this one. Tapos yun nga din. Like, to the point na mahal siya. Not really. Honestly, like, ang daming
I think that's affordable. The biggest, misconception.
Oh, ang daming affordable.
Just think, vegan. I have to go to a vegetarian restaurant or I have to get a really a big salad with a lot of ingredients.
Parang kailangan madami yung kakainin para mabusog ako.
Sometimes what I do is, example, I love sinigang. So, I'll eat sinigang with the vegetables and the broth, but I'll have some tofu on the side to fill me up with mm-mm. another. Or I don't have to miss out on the food
grabe
I like.
Chicken,
no? So, nakakabusog siya. Like, even...
Yes.
Like, kasi diba minsan, meron ding ano na, baka hindi siya nakakabusog, or you don't want nakakabusog.
I mean, right. We've had a few...
Yeah, let's see, by the end of this episode.
Right. Yun ang goal ko tonight. Baka mabusog tayo.
Meron ding, like, kunyari, ano, one plant-based staple is chickpeas. Ang mura lang nung isang can nun eh.
Oo. Oh.
Tapos, like, you can make maybe two meals out of that. So, mm-hmm. it's really, like, it's not as expensive as people think.
Pero itong nasa harap natin, parang, from before, malaki na ba yung progress? Kasi parang, when people think of plant-based diet, parang inisip nila, it's bland, it's just the same thing over and over again. Parang, madami na bang progress in terms of making it look like, you know, not meat? Plant-based or meat.
What do you think?
Probably ko yun. Kung hindi mo sinabi.
This looks like chicken. And there are a lot of mainstream food companies, F&B, mm-hmm. who, San Miguel has Vega, so you can find that in your groceries. Century has on meat, so they have tapa, tocino, sausage, and I regularly buy them as staples in mm-hmm. my ref. Mm-hmm. Serve them like you would a normal silog or the giniling. You can make chili con carne or bolognese. Tastes like your normal pasta, but it's just different meat. So, parang there's a certain creativity mm-hmm. in just plantifying favorite dishes, mm-mm. which is very possible, and it's an easy way to get more veggies mm-hmm. veggies in, yeah.
Mm. So, mag-react muna tayo sa ato.
Mm, go! Mm-hmm.
I think, ano, yung, kasi dalawa pa lang naman yung natatry natin, na pork, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, parang, kung hindi mo alam, hindi mo siya mapapansin.
Mm-mm.
Yung feeling ko yung, no? yung giveaway lang yung...
Texture.
Oo. Parang mapapansin mo na siya medyo mas gummy.
Mm-hmm.
Mas gummy siya.
Yes.
Medyo mas mahirap siyang nguyain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But taste-wise, parang yung...
Taste-wise, mga, right.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka yung tsura. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo talaga... So kung gutom na gutom ka,
mm-hmm.
kakainin mo lang siya. Hindi mo...
Ang hefty ganyan.
Hindi mo mapapansin.
Like, naka... Yeah. Nakabusog siya.
Yummy.
Ang sarap ng shawarma.
Shawarma
rice. Mm-hmm. Ang sarap niya. Mm. Kaya lang di pala ako ng sibuyas. No? Shawarma nga eh.
Ayan. Kumakain lang. Kumakain lang kami.
I mean, if you notice, like, our spread, wala masyadong green, like, lettuce. Or, mm-hmm. you know, the usual boring salad yeah. stuff na people associate with vegan shit.
Pero, of course, it didn't start this way, di ba? Na ganitong ka-extensive mm-hmm. na yung choices. Parang recent, in the Philippines ba, recent na lang bang dumami? Or like, hindi lang ba natin alam kung nasaan sila before? They've always been there before.
The Vegetarian Kitchen, which is one of the brands we're gonna try, they've been around for, I think, a decade, two decades, I think.
Mm-hmm.
These new ones, as far as I know, were recently born.
Mm-hmm.
I think there has been a spike, personally, like plant-based.
You would know, because you've been doing your research even for the grocery.
Yes, yeah. More people are getting into it, which is a good thing.
And even then, like, the stuff you cover, yung mga mainstream brands yes. that offer, like, Burger King ba yun, yung
yeah,
may plant-based.
Impossible, Impossible Whopper. What's the name? Plant-based Whopper, which I love also.
And dami na rin mainstream brands that have
yes
plant
alternatives.
So after
nung
pork.
Sorry, ano, old habits die hard. Try natin yung chicken.
Alin do? Ito. Okay, wait, ubusin ko lang akin.
Diba yung mga plant-based, parang they call it different. Parang they punify
this is called chicken.
Baka chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, kind. I know this is from a brand called Latasha Fusion. I hope mm-hmm. I said that correctly. Mm-hmm. So they're from Quezon City and they make KFC style kind taco fried chicken. Yeah.
So it's.
Sorry, but hindi ko mag-guess yung chicken.
On chicken.
Ah, chicken.
Chicken.
And then this one is beef shawarma spelled with an A.
Oh.
Or chicken pala siya, sorry. But they also have a beef version.
Sorry, ano yung shawarma? Ano tawag nila?
Well, chicken siya. Pero may beef version daw.
Pero ang galing, no? Part yun ng when you market it, di ba? Yeah. Na parang, people are nagiging interested.
Tapos matutuwa ka, ako nga,
so let's try the chicken.
Like yung, there's this vegan, vegetarian restaurant sa La Union. Shout out to Buhay Gulay. Parang meron silang igado, and they call it igadont. So, mga ganong pun.
They like reverse. I know. Parang cute. Spicy. Parang,
okay. Okay. Which one do you like?
Oh, okay. Sa loob ng...
I can give you...
Oh, damn. It's huge.
Cheesy? Is it?
Yung,
there's garlic parmesan.
Garlic parmesan.
Original and spicy. Okay.
Original? Do you want original?
I'll try the garlic parm.
Okay.
Shit, ang laki.
Mm.
Sige na nga.
Dip mo sa gravy.
This is the gravy.
May amoy siya.
Parang dapat naman.
Hindi ko ma-describe.
Here's garlic. Ito yung gravy. Mm. Garlic parmesan.
Do I need to put my hand?
Okay, it's a gravy.
Gummy din siya.
This one, parang hindi masyadong chicken. So far, parang mas naano ko pa yung medyo almost kalasa. This one, hindi ko masyadong malasahan yung chicken.
You liked it.
I mean, the chicken the supposedly taste.
I like it.
Mm-mm.
Baka mababaw lang.
Pero yeah.
Yun ay piraso lang.
It's still food.
Ayoko kumuha ng buo. Kadiri.
Anong flavor to?
I see.
Mm. Sorry, I used my hand. My hands are clean.
Okay. I'm sorry to try.
Cheese. Oh, sige
cheese
na.
Ba to? Mm.
So I'm guessing the cheese that they use is
vegan cheese, cashew, usually cashews,
nutritional yeast.
Sabihan mo kung anong lasa ng ano?
Nito.
Mm. Okay ka lang? Ano?
Garlic parmesan, no?
Mm.
Garlic parmesan. Yun siya, as marketed.
Nice.
Garlic parmesan.
Baka gusto mo pang itry yung original. Hindi.
Pero sa original wala lang. Potato.
Dami pa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's go to the pizza. While I ask the next question, actually. Actually, meron pa akong question ganina. When it, natanong ko na yung price. Pero, pagdating sa presyo, I guess the same question. Like, mahal ba siya nung una? Tapos, naging mura na lang? Or like, mas actually, affordable na ba siya right now?
It's back from when I started buying, which was pre-pandemic. They're more expensive now. Everybody's affected by inflation, especially gulay.
Right.
They're very dependent. Onions, you know, all the things that rose in prices. So,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely not as expensive as its meat counterpart.
Oh.
Yeah, naman. Yeah.
Right.
But it's all gulay. Ooh. Wait,
so, medyo, this is the...
Oh, introduce. This is Pizza Plant. So, they're a brand that just opened May 2021. So, they specialize in vegan sourdough brick oven pizza. Yeah.
Gusto ko ng brick oven. I mean, yes. I love that pizzas like that.
Anong flavor?
And they have collaborations with two popular... plant-based meat brands, Beyond Meat and Omnipork.
For the ingredients.
This is the chorizo.
So that's a chorizo flavor with jalapeno. Okay. And you're supposed to eat it with spicy, bee-friendly honey.
Oh, okay.
So
sige.
Friendly to the bees.
How do we do this? How do we do this?
You can put it here.
Okay, sige.
You can put it here.
Then...
Tell me when to...
O parang Ginos.
Oh. Okay na siguro yan.
Spicy honey.
What? Pwede ba nating paghati-hatian?
Yes, please.
First bite.
Ako ulit. First bite.
Mukha talaga siyang chorizo. I mean...
Sorry.
If you guys...
Medyo messy lang
smells
siya.
Smells good.
Medyo messy
really
lang siya.
It looks like chorizo.
Paano yung... smells good. Good.
Sorry, Yaman.
I'll ano it.
Oh, oo nga.
Itatabi.
Try natin yung ibang flavor. Too greedy.
Hindi sobrang... In-expect yung honey kasi matamis. And then, it it really complements. Oh, there's a spice.
What maanghang. Is
me? May anghang siya. I like it.
Yum!
Oh, sorry.
Yun lang. I guess it's a messy dish to
It's get. Like you can do it how the Italians do when they roll their pizza because the dough is really thin. Yeah. Oh my.
Do you want to get your...
Kagat na
siya. Sige.
Do you mind?
Sweet naman tayo. Sweet like honey.
Sige, let's go to the next.
Para ano. Dough. Ano pa itong susunod?
We're gonna try
this. This next one is...
Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Meron din siya ng honey.
Yeah.
Kuha ulit tayong isa for sharing.
Ang harap ng jalapeno.
Is this supposed to be sausage or...
Yes, that's beyond meat sausage if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Balik mo. Ay, ne, dito.
Busan mo natin.
Yeah.
Ipatong natin.
Yummy.
How about, ano, cooking plant-based dishes at home? Because you do nag-grocery nga kayo na talagang plant-based ingredients. Paano yung process na yun? And paano yung household, for instance, the family, do they also have to eat or separate kayo ng preparation ng meals? How does that happen?
Ako mag-isa lang sa bahay.
easier for you if you live alone.
Yeah, it's easier if you live alone, obviously. But for me, like I said, nandidiri ako sa pag-handle ng raw meat. So, sobrang fun for me magluto ng plant-based. And it's so easy, actually. Kunyari, you have chickpeas, like I said, favorite chickpeas.
Mm-hmm.
Pwede mo siyang i-air fryer, pwede mo siyang i-bake, pwede mo siyang gawing stew. Like, there's not a lot of food prep involved. Parang, unlike meat, where you have to, like, you know, chop it a certain way.
Yeah.
Yung isda, lilinisin mo pa. Mm-hmm. Ito parang...
Shorter preparation time?
I would say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cleaner. Less stinky, less blood.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's easy. And ang daming recipes. Like, sobrang daming recipes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Itong next naman is...
Ooh. Wild. This is wild mushroom with balsamic onion.
Wow. Balsamic onion.
Okay. Sige.
Okay.
Let's get...
Oh, yan.
Ito.
Sorry, can I ask? Kasi parang dalawang beses mo na nasabi na you don't like preparing meat or parang ayaw mo talaga siya. Parang saan siya nanggagaling? Parang is it
arte
upbringing or...
Hindi. I think maarte lang ako. Or parang when you're handling the meat, although kumakain naman ako ng karne, di ba? Hindi naman ako vegan. But there's something about it being raw that makes you feel like it's...
Medyo icky.
Ang fleshy talaga niya. Tapos yung dugo, tapos yung skin. Mm-hmm. Maarte lang ako. Maarte lang talaga ako.
I think it's also... Well, since Amanda lives alone, I live with my sister who is not a veggie girl. She loves her...
Meat.
Her meat, her giniling.
So, hold that thought, please. Okay.
Yummy.
Oh my
you
god.
You like it. If you like nasi.
Balsamic.
Yeah, I love balsamic.
Okay, okay. I'll try.
Anyway.
I like my
eyes. Maghahati ba tayo? Mm-hmm. Or kaya mabusin?
Tama ba yung, ano, parang smoky, may ganong flavor siya? Tsaka yung mga, ano, I love the onions.
I love onions too.
Yeah, I love onions on anything.
Meron ba kayong staples na go-to? Like for example, kasi kung in classic Filipino household, sinigang.
Ayun. Like how I help living with a sister who eats meat. Like preparing food can get, ano then, like I'll have my own vegan version, and then she'll have like the meat version.
Okay.
But eventually, like I mentioned a while ago, you can buy plant-based giniling. So if I make pasta or what else? Giniling, actually, the one with or arroz ala cubana.
Mm-hmm.
I just use my meat plant-based substitute. And if I don't tell my sister it's plant-based, she won't even know until I tell her after. So it's like
ang galeng.
Yeah, yeah. And What else pa ba? Like, I guess...
Akala ko, you were parang ipaplano nyo na, okay, ano ah, today, share tayo ng meal.
Sometimes,
or,
yeah.
Ganon.
Yeah.
Paano yung, yun nga, curious ako, paano yung scheduling if you're living with someone na who is not...
I meal plan. It mm-hmm. helps when you are adopting a new diet. You plan out your week ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So you know what to buy at the groceries. Mm-hmm. And then you can plan, okay, Monday, I'm having... Let's see, what's a... Pinak... Ginataang... Pakbet. Ginataang kalabasa with sitaw. And then, I can have adobong tokwa.
Mm-hmm. Ang dami,
and that's actually a full-on common favorite, Filipino favorite. But people mm-hmm. don't realize na, oh, it's plant-based.
Ang daming Filipino dishes yeah. actually na... Plant-based.
Ano, how do you like that? Ano?
I love it.
Is that your favorite, ano, among
you can try
yung
the last one.
The last which one?
That is their one of their best sellers, mm-hmm. the garlic confit.
Ito or this one?
Ang harap.
Inubos ko na this one. Their best sellers.
Oh,
garlic confit with pesto, herbs, artichokes too. Oh, herb puree. Yeah.
Oh, sige. Sige. Sino gusto mag-try?
Go step. Yeah.
Para actually kasi nababubusog na kami ng kaya medyo tumatahimik na kami kasi unti-unti yeah, na kami nabubusog.
Diba? Nakakabusog.
Yeah, that is testament na nakakabusog yung mga plant-based meals and it's very good. Actually, baka gusto. Jaira, gusto mo bang i-taste? Ayan, mapatikim din namin sa aming producer, si Jaira. Ayan.
Go, Jai.
Actually, sobrang dami na may iba pang kakain mm-hmm. off-cam after ito. Ano? How do you like your...
I love roasted garlic and I love artichokes. And I love pizza sauce that's tart
mm-hmm.
and a thin crust. So, perfect.
Ayan na. Narinig nyo ba yung sinabi ng producer
masarap
namin?
Daw.
It's Jaira saying
it's
masarap.
It's just like your average...
Thumbs up. Ilang thumbs?
Two thumbs up.
Mm. I think that's your favorite.
Yeah, because I love garlic. Tapos mag-melt lang siya sa mouth
shit.
Mo.
Is it roasted?
Roasted.
Ikaw,
artichoke.
Anong comment mo dyan?
Speechless. Mm, ang sarap niya.
Sige.
Mm. Kumusta yung dough? Yung crust?
Grabe yung dough. It's so soft. Sour dough.
Sabihin ko pa lang na masarap nga talaga kasi paubos na ni Pia yung slice. I love it.
Can I
bite? Yeah. Sabihin mo na lang.
Garlic.
Or are there? Ayaw mo mo share.
Can I get this?
Hindi ko, hindi ko laway conscious.
Okay. Busog na ako. Pero sige.
Ang harap.
Laing ba yung
laing?
Pesto?
Laing? Ito pesto.
That'd be cool idea though. Diba? Hmm. Restaurant.
Thought of it first.
Yeah.
Ang sarap.
Sarap nga. Oh, ito na, babalik ko na. Baka
it tastes so Italian.
Ubusin mo na.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Tart.
Sobrang sarap.
Which one's your favorite from the ano, pizza?
Ito yung pinakagusto ko ng
garlic confit.
Garlic confit.
It's understandable kung bakit siya magiging parang favorite.
Crowd favorite.
Yeah. Madali siyang, it's really close to the flavors.
Of a normal
pizza.
Yeah. Even better pa nga.
Yeah, actually.
I crave for vegan pizza more sometimes. If you want something light lang. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cheese, it's so cheesy.
Mm-mm.
Ito naman. Try naman natin tong...
Oh, so this one is from The Good Choices. So mm-hmm. they're also a vegan brand. And I think this is their vegan lechon kawale. With
lechon
achara.
Lechon kawale.
And vinegar, and I guess this is a vegan Mang Tomas.
Let's try.
Is Mang Tomas vegan?
I'm not sure. Let's ask him. Let's,
infamous let's pa naman ang lechon kawali na.
Minus the sauce.
Hindi siya healthy.
Ang harap. Sorry, I'm still on the bed.
Crispy pa siya. I like it.
The fucking garlic.
Yeah. Sorry, nasasabi
with the
pesto.
What do you want? Okay.
Go on. I'll catch up.
This is made of what?
I'm guessing it's TVP pa rin.
This one?
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Diba? Crispy pa, diba?
Lots of flavor.
Yeah. Wait, masarap ba yung...
Busog na.
Ito lang rice. Mm-hmm.
Oo nga, actually. Ihalo mo dun kay ano. So what's your go-to plant-based staple? Like if I want a fast, o kunyari kami, we're just starting mm-hmm. and we want to build our pantry. Mm-hmm. What's the staple that we can go to all the time when we want to prepare?
Chickpeas. Oh, my chickpeas. Mm-hmm. Or ito ba? No, but chickpeas is because it comes in a can, so it stores mm-hmm. in the pantry. Thus, you can do whatever. As in, I just put it sa oven, tapos bake it for like 15 minutes na may seasoning, mm-hmm. taco seasoning. Tapos, ayun na, parang I eat it with like broccoli and asarap niya. Mm-hmm. Sobrang easy to do. And you can do a lot with chickpeas. Yun, you can make a stew, you can yeah. blend it, turn it into hummus.
So it's a very flexible. Mm-hmm.
And it's high in protein.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I would also add tofu. People demonize tofu like, oh, tofu.
Why?
They just think tofu is like this white block. A white
mushy
block.
No, walang masyadong lasa, ganun.
But it's also very versatile.
Yeah, favorite ko ang tofu.
Yeah, right? Right. You can mm-hmm. coat it in all sorts of sauces or substitute it like a curry. Mm-hmm. You can have a normal Japanese curry but have tofu
pwede
as your meat.
Yeah.
And it's adobo.
Adobo. And it's very, yeah. very available.
Tofu sisig. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's cheap.
Right.
Okay. Tofu, green peas.
And don't forget your vegetables also because a plant-based diet also needs to be balanced.
Right. Although walang yeah. vegetable walang dito. Yes.
But like, what I recommend, like langka, if you get yung langka na naka-japer na, you can do it a lot with it then like, ginataan, pwede mm-hmm. mo siya i-adobo.
Full-on dishes talaga.
Mm-hmm. It's a gulay. It's a fruit. But like, it's not
and
mas, meat.
And wouldn't the dishes also last longer? Depende pa rin sa preparation.
Depende rin.
Yeah. Mm. That's why meal planning is also helpful because you can buy your veggies fresh. Mm-hmm. Can we try one?
Okay, ago. Sige. Let's share.
This is the vegan Pinoy barbecue from the Vegetarian Kitchen.
Barbecue favorite ng mga
Barbie
Pinoy.
Staple, yes. Yeah.
So let's taste.
Okay. I'm so did you get na?
No.
Kagat ka na lang. Yee, ang sweet natin. Hindi na pa tayo nag-share.
Mm.
What do you think?
Tastes like a good Pinoy yeah. barbecue.
Yes, very close yung lasa niya.
Busin ko na.
Yeah.
And actually,
tapaw ng sauce.
Yeah. Sweet, savory, a bit smoky.
Nakasya-sya-sya.
Lang yung reaction. I like it.
Mm-mm.
Siguro, of all this, ito yung... I'd go
ako yung
for this
talaga.
One. Dito yeah, man. Kasama. Of the viands, di ba? Of the ulam. Speaking of ulam, punta na tayo sa... Okay na ba kayo sa ulam? Or
good. Okay. So what's our general consensus of the plant-based feast?
Wow. Well, usually naman hindi naman ganito kadami yung kapahinin mo, di ba? Pero I think it's true na mabubusog ka. It really will be a filling meal if you consider plant-based meals. Ikaw, anong tingin mo dito sa mga nakain natin so far?
Feeling ko, at least for me, parang it takes some getting used to yung texture lang. Parang natatagalan kasi akong, or mabilis lang talaga akong kumain. Mm. Pero natatagalan kasi akong luyain because of the texture. Pero, like, taste-wise, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. Nag-a-adjust ba yung, kasi what you see, di ba? Kasi alam mo na usually ito yung dapat nalalasahan mo.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang may ganun bang processing na nangyayari sa'yo?
Oo, kasi parang naturally, ano yung utak mo na, kalasa ba? Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Tapos, oo naman.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ano lang, yung giveaway lang sa akin.
yung
texture lang.
Inaalam mo na agad yung difference.
Mm-hmm. Pero feeling ko like, I feel like it would help people transition easier if, like, hindi mo siya, I mean, obviously you can't help but compare. Mm-hmm. Pero if you take it as its own, parang, okay, ganito pala yung lasa ng TVP or ganito pala yung texture ng plant-based
niya. Yeah, and ang daming options.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang siya like isang meal or isang version of it. Ang daming available.
Okay, so we're gonna start with dessert. I mean, we all have space pa, hopefully. So this is from Shirley's. I think it's calamansi iced cupcakes. And they also sent Revel bars.
Hey, sure.
Pero unahin natin. Ano unahin natin? Ang dami actually.
Yung cupcake. Yung
ano,
cupcake.
Ang dami.
Yung bango.
Okay, ito din.
And this then.
One. Yan.
Sige. Ito ay.
This is from Auro Chocolate. So, our you know, well-known local bean to bar brand. Mm-hmm. They also have a lot of vegan friendly pastries and mm-hmm. their chocolates.
We love Auro.
Yeah.
So these are the cool flavors that they sent.
Even the packaging.
Right?
Yes. Okay, so tara na. Let's
ano, isa-isa natin una? Siya.
Ito na, kasi...
Pwede bang bumunot-bunot?
Yes, bunot-bunot na lang.
Because I'm so full.
Sige. Sorry. Oh. Ooh. Boys?
Like, hindi baboy.
Sorry. Yun pati, ang daming desserts na vegan, no? Like...
Moist.
Oofed.
Vegan?
Nabubusog na nga ako, grabe.
I can see the parang may seeds siya.
Moist siya, tas dense enough.
Yes! Then a slight, the parang
and then
maasim
crunch.
Crust.
Sa taas.
Crunch, yeah.
Isa pa.
Ano kaya? Ang sarap.
Isa pa. Gusto pa nga na Iya. Bigyan natin kay Iya.
Revel Bar.
Tapos that hint of...
That hint of zest?
Yes, the zest.
Yeah.
Basta may coconut tea, ano
din. Oo, that was a, ano, okay. Yun yung una kong, well, aftertaste siya. Parang sa dulo ko siya nalasahan.
Parang coconut eme.
Ang this sure is the revel.
Revel. The big revel, Joe.
You had to, Steph.
Okay. Alam mo, that took longer.
Okay.
I thought to come, okay. Like, siguro mga first 5 minutes, first 10 minutes. Let's
go.
Let's go. Go.
Revel Bar.
I thought we would get through one
with Halo Pal.
Kami nag-expect really na kami. Sabi namin ni Iya, let's be prepared.
Fudgy. Parang protein bar. Yung yun nakakabusog. Parang
sobrang malasa siya and I love the chocolate.
Parang pwede mo siyang
buo ito, sa what is it made of?
Mukhang chocolate.
Oats.
Oats.
Ang sarap.
Actually, with cookies.
Energy bar.
With cookies, oatmeal ang... I always prefer oatmeal. So, I think this is my favorite so far. Pero, pumunta na tayo sa ibang dessert. Like this
vegan
one.
Vegan fudge bars.
I'm so full.
Okay. Parang pwede ba itong
there?
Isa lang.
Two of them.
Ayan.
Ito may shavings. Difference?
Parang this one is like,
oh my gosh. Oh my.
Mag-iba ba? Ay, wait. Akala ko pare-parehas lang.
Ano to? What's the difference? Sorry.
I'm not quite sure, but they're fudgy bars.
Parang this is a vanilla whatever. Like a butter.
Fudgy bar premium.
Sorry, ang kadiri. Ooh. I mean, kadiri ba na kinakamay na lang.
Indulgent.
May nutshell.
Mm-mm.
Ito.
Medyo bitter medyo lang to.
I think tsaka, dark chocolate. It has cacao nibs.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe. This
one. Namulog yung chocolate sa Barbie. Siya.
Try this.
Tsaka parang mas heavier siya than this.
Just you're a chocoholic talaga who just
needs grabe yung ano niya.
Rich dessert. Oh my.
So thick.
Oh, I think this is like chocolate.
So thick.
With a caramel ano.
Parang Twix.
Ay, parang Twix.
Can I...
Sorry.
Medyo smoothie.
It's okay.
My hands are clean.
Parang hindi na natin anuhin.
Is it okay then to add? Like,
Ang sarap.
Oh my.
Ang sarap.
Ang hirap. Ito ata yung mahihirapan tayo mag-decide which is the best.
I like the nuttiness of it.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is...
Ooh!
Calamansi cheesecake.
Kanina pa namin yung pinamada ni Steph.
Citrus desserts. Sorry.
We love our calamansi.
So, habang binubuksan ni Steph itong next, ano bang, for you guys, ano yung strongest argument for going into a plant-based diet? Or even just trying it out? For people like us, Iya and I, na thinking
interested.
About it. Thinking about it, yeah. Interested. Pero like, what do you think would... Tingin mo, well, kung hindi pa tayo decided after this, yes. Ewan ko na lang.
Yummy!
Sorry na.
Uuwi na silang buhay.
Uulitin ko my question.
Kanina pa namin ito minamata, guys. Nung deliver siya.
Ah, sige. Mag-react mo na kayo sa kalamansi
before my question.
Anong?
Right!
Na-meet by expectation
niyo? It's like a dessert in a chocolate.
Oh.
Harap.
Who would have thought?
I know.
I know. Who would have thought it works?
Ang sarap.
Ang sarap mo. Hindi hype yung packaging.
Ang galing. Ang galing. It's a very interesting taste. Pero it works. Calamansi in...
With a little bit of bite dry.
Yes.
Chocolate with zest.
It's a yes for me.
2 points.
Okay, going guess, back to my question. Okay. I guess I wanted also to point out, a lot of people, vegans, plant-based eaters, when they eat food like this that are similar to meat things, that meat dishes we eat, the argument of those who are angry at people who eat plant-based go, ba't pa kayo kakain ng mukha namang meat? Or doesn't that defeat the purpose of going vegan? And the argument there is, first of all, it's not meat. And at the same time, these kinds of foods provide a gateway or an opening for people to transition better, as Amanda said, or for vegans to not feel like they have to give up their favorite foods when going vegan. So it's really just a better, a healthier alternative, healthier, greener alternative to food that you already like. And yeah, I don't think there's a reason to compare. If you enjoy it, great, diba?
Saka for a lot of people, parang something you put in your mouths, in your body, parang familiarity is really like
important.
Even deal breaker, diba? Parang
you don't wanna shock your system into eating food. What's this? So I think with a plant-based diet, slow and steady. You don't have go at your own pace and. If, as I said, I really attest to it health-wise. Like, if there's something that you've been trying to heal or change or feel better about physically, try it out. Kahit once a week, you'll see the difference. Even mentally, brain fog, all that. And, of course, if you love animals, you know, that's also very important.
Do you feel lighter or
yes,
yun nga na mention na do you sleep better? May mga ganun bang ano?
Yan yung sleep better definitely. Hindi ko talaga alam kung placebo lang or what. But like
it's true.
I mean Steph can attest na yung health benefits niya talaga. I guess also like maybe the natanong ni Iya kanina ba taw nang didiri sa raw meat. Like I feel like it's a subconscious parang guilt na living being yung kinain ko. Which is so weird because I eat meat now. But like, yun nga, you're so confronted with the fact na it was a sentient being. So I feel like that's another argument, I guess. I'm not one to be like, you know, I'm not like militant vegan, whatever. But it's just like, it feels
vegan
nice.
Long term, militant vegan.
Oops, sorry. But I feel like it feels nice na parang yung kinain mo, wow. Like sometimes, I don't like consciously... I just cook what I like. So I don't consciously like say, oh, plant-based ako today. Pero like when I notice na, uy, walang animals yung kinain ko. It feels good. Like, it genuinely feels like, oh, walang
I'm doing
namatay.
Something good for the earth. Yeah.
But like, yeah, like, or like, just the fact na walang namatay na na carne or na cow or chicken.
Right.
I think, yeah, when, not man converting, trying out the plant-based, best talaga, to always have your motivation and the reason why in check. It's like the many times that I felt like, what am I doing this for? It's so hard, blah, blah, blah. I just want to eat lechon, you know, shit like that. But I'm like, okay, but this is for a bigger
purpose. Yun yung inisip ko, like, is there a resistance? But at this point, for you guys, lifestyle na siya, di ba? Na parang you just naturally go or you naturally just choose this, ano, this ingredients, this meals. Pero I can, I know you understand yung, tension for other people who are who want to start. Na I guess yun naman yung maganda din but that you're just going to try it out.
Yes. I think it matters is being inclusive and open and helpful to everyone starting off, struggling. You're gonna push away people if you like put it in their face. Try this because this.
At saka yun pa, like you don't have to go the extreme. Like yun nga, one day a week, one meal in a day na walang meat. Parang it can be that. Like,
it doesn't
it can
have to be a shock to the system.
No.
Like,
ito agad.
Oh, you don't have to quit dairy. I'm gonna throw out all the milk in my fridge. Or like, I'm never touching butter again. You know, it doesn't have to be that big dramatic thing.
Right.
Any progress is progress.
Actually, parang talking to you too, parang meron kasi akong, yung idea ko ay pag sinabi ko mag-plant-based diet ako, parang ganun na agad. Parang the next day, okay, ito lang yung mga kakainin ko. Tapos parang you're sharing your experiences na parang some days you have cheat days mm-hmm. or whatever. So parang medyo na ano ko na, ah, pwede pala yung ganun. Parang baby steps, yes. kumbaga, or slow progress is still progress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's try our last dessert for this show, which is ice cream.
Oh my God.
Anong gusto niyong flavor?
So these are from Alro also has vegan gelato, and the popsicles are from Alt Scoops. They're also a vegan-friendly brand. They use oat milk.
What do you want to try? The pops?
Chocolate mint, may strawberry.
Paano natin
oat milk or cappuccino? I don't think you can share this. Oh, okay. So,
ew, choco mint.
Uh-oh, you'll have kahit one person lang. Choco mint.
Oh.
Ay, saan binigay yung choco mint?
Favorite mo ba?
Pero, sige.
I'll try. Okay, ako, let's know our flavors.
Kasi busog na.
Ah, sige. Mine is,
ayan. Clara will have the oat milk.
Mine is strawberry.
Yum.
Ooh, chocolate mint sa akin.
Yung tinanggihan ni Steph.
Sorry, I don't like choco mint. And this one is cappuccino crunch,
and binigay namin sa aming producer yung another ano ano
oat milk share tayo
oat milk. Okay, sige.
Sure. I'm saving room for the ice cream.
Iabuti mo na yung isa kay
powder.
I love vegan ice cream.
Yung it looks like magna.
Etong mango gusto mo try.
Sige. Ang creamy kasi ng oat milk.
May ganito pala.
Paabot naman ng spoon. Oh my God!
Ice cream bar
made
with
Philippine mangoes.
Okay, these are our desserts, our final desserts for today.
Corn.
Ooh.
Mm.
Wow. Mmm. Sobrang strong ng strawberry flavor niya.
Iyaway.
Nakikiliti ako dun sa ano.
Amoy ko yung mint nung kay...
Sa mint.
Sorry, nag-move on na ako dito sa
kilite. Mango. That looks so good.
It looks like it's mango colored.
Mm.
Damn, son.
Sorry, gusto ko ipakita.
Go.
Pwede ko ba ipakita?
Do tayo kay Amanda.
Pakita.
Look taste test.
How creamy that is. So creamy. Okay na.
Ano? Anong lasa?
Lasang mango.
Well,
dapat, di ba?
Try.
Mm-hmm.
Pero let's try.
Ay, sorry.
You have a spoon.
I have a spoon that has ulam, pero...
May spoons pa doon.
May isa pa dito.
Ah, okay.
Go.
TY. Or you wanna share?
Spoon? The other flavors, doon naman, meron ding...
Parang siyang dried coconut? Mango na...
Sorbet. Coconut?
Sorbet, oo. It's not really like ice cream. It's more
it's not
like
coconut.
It's chocolate. I wanna try the chocolate one.
Chocolate. Tapos meron ding... No. Strawberry.
Okay.
From Auro.
Oof.
Ooh.
Nice.
How do you like your ice cream?
Good. How about you?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang ano nung... Sobrang lakas nung strawberry flavor niya.
Which one
now we're going to try a pint of vegan chocolate gelato. So this is 77% dark chocolate.
Ooh, I like dark chocolate. 77.
Hindi ko alam kung ba't kong ginakaya. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Can I get that?
Sure. Sila na yung taga-taste test niyan.
It's so creamy.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Natatahimik na ang mga tao dito sa studio because of the dessert.
It tastes like 77%.
See, dessert can also be vegan.
Ano yung lasa ng 77%?
Also be light.
Kasi it's gelato, so parang mas light siya than just ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Harap?
Any last words for anyone who wants to try plant-based diet?
Words of encouragement for...
Do it!
Try it, as with anything, it's always worth, not with anything, but I think it's worth a try. It is worth a try, and like, there's nothing better than good health. Mm-hmm. Health is wealth, and you can't go wrong with adding more vegetables in your life and your lifestyle.
And also, like, it's exciting.
Yes.
If you're like, if you love food, it's a new, whole new world that you can explore. So
yes,
as Steph knows, having written about.
Yes, as you can see, there's so many. You'll never get bored. Mm-mm. So many more businesses are getting creative, mm-hmm. inclusive.
Even restaurants na hindi fully yes. plant-based so have options.
Yeah, like, right? Fast food restaurants, big companies, like they can see a demand for it and yeah. they're serving that demand. And mm-hmm. I'd like to think that it's just getting started. Parang, alam mo yun,
right. like, and that makes it so exciting. Yeah. And I guess the perfect time for people to try it.
Yeah.
Diba? Ayan.
So are we convinced?
Yun ang tanong.
Ako convinced ako. Ewan ko sa'yo, Iya. Actually, mas malakas si Iya kumain kaysa sa akin.
Oo nga, grabe, Iya. Nakita na kita kumain.
Oo.
Next level.
So I think if ako convinced, I don't know with you.
Oh. You can...
Parang no questions naman na.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You can follow our star food stories on the lifestyle section. We do a lot...
Sobrang daming stories.
Yeah, I do a lot of coverage on... plant-based food.
Like, if you want to know what restaurants to try mm-hmm. na plant-based or vegetarian, or yung mga vegan options ng mga mainstream restaurants.
Or, yes, the local businesses. Yep. Mm.
Rappler's.
Check out our plant-based food. Yes.
Rappler has you covered for those. Kung gusto mong mag-try, kung gusto mong simulan, panoorin mo rin tong episode na to. Well, I guess if you dumating ka na dito, di ba?
Yes.
Amanda, last thoughts on ano plant-based eating.
Masarap siya. Yun lang. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's something new that you can try. You don't have to necessarily like go all in all at once. Mm-hmm. Like even if you're not thinking about your health whatever, try nyo lang kasi fun siya. Mm-hmm. And yun nga, ang daming exciting options.
What have you got to lose?
Yeah, yes. You don't yeah. What have you got to
And with that, thank you, Steph. Thank you, Amanda, for sharing your thoughts with us and eating with us and celebrating our belated anniversary.
We'll have you back, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. More.
So if you have any stories to pitch, you can reach out to me at iyagozum on Twitter and to G.
At G. Geronimo on Twitter and Instagram.
See you in the next episode.
Bye! Bye!
Kain pa kami!
Bye!